This is our Georgia Health News weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Andy, today we're going to talk about opioids and Georgia's newest ranking in regards to fighting the opioid epidemic. The National Safety Council has just ranked Georgia, along with 12 other states, as having improved in addressing the opioid crisis. In 2016, the National Safety Council actually ranked our state as failing, but this new ranking said that we improved, and this was released in a new report done in conjunction with the National Drug and Heroin Summit held in Atlanta last week. So, Andy, tell me, what changed to make Georgia's ranking improve in its efforts to combat the opioid epidemic?
Well, I think it's interesting that Georgia typically ranks in the 40s in terms of health rankings on different measures. And so this one, Georgia ranked among the top 13 states. And what the state was credited for is improving on several different aspects of opioid prevention and treatment. One thing it does is it was recognized as mandating prescriber education on opioids and giving prescribing guidelines to providers. It also ranked highly in terms of having naloxone, which is the anti-overdose drug available in cases of overdose. Police and EMS personnel carry it around the state. Also, it's recognized as improving work for treatment of addiction, people who are addicted to various opioids. Now, opioids can range anything from painkillers such as hydrocodone and OxyContin to fentanyl and all the way up to heroin, which obviously has been a dangerous drug for decades here in the United States.
So also the Georgia Department of Public Health said that the state's prescription drug monitoring program could help to monitor the prescribing of opioids. Could you talk about that?
Right. Doctors are required when they prescribe an opioid is to enter it into this program, this prescription drug monitoring program, which can flag someone who has, let's say, multiple prescriptions for opioids, and it can track prescribers' patterns as well. And so in the case of someone who's a physician who is basically operating a pill mill, which is something where pain medications are given out freely without prescriptions, that way the state can monitor prescribing patterns of physicians and note the occasional person that's not doing what he or she should be doing.
Okay, that definitely makes sense. So are there any other future efforts that the state is making towards combating opioids?
Well, they're doing a broad study, the Department of Public Health, of opioids and what can be done in terms of lowering the increase of overdose deaths. We had something like the CDC said roughly 1,000 deaths from opioid overdoses in 2016. I think that's an undercounted number. I think there's probably been more than that, but that's what we have in terms of CDC statistics. But it's something that affects every family. I know it affected my family. I had a family member who was 30 who died from a heroin overdose. And the devastation on families is incredible. And it's something that every community and many families have experienced.
All right, Andy. Well, I think that's all we've got for this week. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thanks for having me.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. Any opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of WUGA FM.